All right, we're back. So, as we stated, we're back. We're just scared that we're still having anchor issues. Listen up, Anchor, if you're there. There's something about inbound calls on iOS. I will tell you, I'm on iOS, on my iPhone, and a call comes in, and it completely erases and locks up. The only way out is to hit the record button again, and when you do that, it dumps the entire session that you just recorded.
Yeah, 12 minutes.
It's very disconcerting. So we didn't want to let this 12 minutes go. So we just wanted to pause real quick, and we will see you.
We'll see you guys back here at the wrap-up report.
At 5 p.m. wrap-up report, going live.
Excellent. Have a great day, you guys.
Oh, God, my awesome. Angina is my fucking God. Going.
My limb.
Woo!
Is it angina?
It's your limbago.
I think you can say that.
I don't know.
My vagina. Well,
my
vagina.
My vagina. My vagina. My vagina and me.
Is that a show?
That used to be that little commercial, My Buddy. You sure that? The little doll.
My buddy.
And then it was My Buddy and Kid Sister. Kid Sister. And, yeah. You know.
Not just my vagina.
My favorite when I was growing up, there was a stuffed animal called My Pet Monster.
I never heard of it.
Oh, it's so cool. Look it up on Google. My Little Pet Monster or My Pet Monster.
Oh, cool.
And it was like this stuffed monster. He kind of looked like Sully from
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
Love that movie.
But different. I mean, he was like orange and purple and green. And he had these orange, if you look it up on Google, he had these orange... like chains that bound his hands together, but it had like a break in it where you could snap the chain. So he had like I don't know what do you call them, fucking cuffs on or something. I don't know, but yeah, never got one. Right. Never got one.
Why? Why did you ask your parents why? You
I can't
that?
Remember if I asked for it or not.
Bad or had you already been asked?
No,
for so many things.
My favorite nostalgic toys are my He-Man figures. There were these little guys that were so fucking awesome. When we were in middle school, there was a toy called Muscle, M-U-S-C-L-E, and there was a dot behind each letter, M dot, U dot, blah, 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 blah. You can look that up on Google as well.
Okay.
And they used to put them like in these trash cans, and it was like the fucking thing when I was in middle school. And
whoa.
It was like these little wrestlers, and they were all different kinds.
Oh, that's cool.
There were guys that were like brick walls, and there was like a one little character. His name was like Kid Nicky, and he was like this little baby with like a cape and a mohawk, and they were so fucking awesome. They had the guy that looks like Goro from what's that video game called?
Oh, from
Fatality.
You're talking about Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, he kind of looked like that. He had like the forearms.
Yeah.
You know, it was just really cool. Look it up. It's called Muscle, and I think My Pet Monster, if you want to go on a little nostalgic ride. And the other one was really cool was a thing called Mad Balls. And
I remember
that. You remember Mad Balls?
Those things were cool.
Yeah, it was like a baseball with a screaming face, or.
Yeah, that's right.
It was like a zombie. Well, he just recently brought those back. And it's just kind of like how they're bringing everything back. It's like they're rebooting movies, and they're rebooting everything from the 80s.
Weird. It's finally gotten cool again.
Well, yeah. You know. So.
That's very neat. You know, I like this whole, you know, now.
Seems like when you run like 20 or 25 years, you reboot the previous. Because like in the 90s, they rebooted like the 70s because people were wearing bell bottoms again, and that fashion started coming back, and the chunky shoes and all of that.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So it seems like every, you know, by the time we get to 2025 or so, we're going to be looking back at what was popular in the 2000s, I think.
Oh, okay.
You know, because 2025.
What was popular in the 2000s?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't really feel like the aughts, except for, I what has it done?
I don't know. It obviously nothing, because it wasn't that memorable. All I know is that I graduated in 96, so that would have put me in my fourth year in college when I graduated. So, I mean, I don't know.
Weird.
I guess the popular thing was like MTV, TRL, Total Request Live used to be on.
Oh, right. I
remember. With what's his name? What was that dude's name that DJ'd
not
that?
Not Puck.
No, that's, not
that
Puck.
That guy's from...
he was from Real World or Road Rules or something.
Yeah, he was, yeah, that's right.
I think
it
Real
wasn't
World.
Molly Brown. I love her.
No, it's... I can see his face. He had, like, the little coif. Carson Daly?
Was it Carson? Or was it Kurt Warner or whatever his name was?
No.
I didn't know Carson Daly was on.
Yeah, Carson Daly was on TRL. He was on Total Request Live.
No,
so
I didn't know that.
That's what I remember from the 2000s.
Well, very memorable.
Oh, yeah.
Decade.
I mean, unforgettable.
That
even.
Was it. Huh? Yeah. Pretty sad.
I think, I guess. Yeah, I guess because at that point, I got out of college. I went back to try
you
to pursue my master's.
Things,
you put away childish things and you get...
You know, man up, goddammit.
That's right, you know?
You kill people. Stop playing them video games.
That's right.
Fuck you.
That's what it is.
I'll play whatever the fuck I want.
I'll do what I like. Well, fucking it. Just tear it up.
You know, I guess it's what they call tearing the bone.
Well, please
out.
Spray my car. Why don't you?
Well, it's my car, sir.
Oh, our car.
Well, it's our investment, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Well, sir, again, you put me in my place.
Well,
with a
like
stiff,
a 1950s housewife.
With a stiff backhand.
With a backhand to the bottom lip.
And just shut your trap.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
We don't condone domestic violence, just in case you're wondering.
Are you going to do a...
Tall caramel macchiato quad.
Okay, we're going to do two tall...
Extra hot!
Caramel macchiatos, hot. Upside...
Tall hot caramel macchiatos upside down.
Yes, sir. That was it, right? Oh, we want them quads. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, let's get this caffeine going.
Yes, sir.
Engage.
Do you have any K-Cups? Like a...
Fortunately, we don't sell the K-Cups at the Starbucks locations anymore. We only sell them at, like, Walmart and stuff like that.
Well, that's disappointing, but okay.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I'll see you at
the window. Do you have like a feedback box or something where we can write a letter? You know, it's kind of like that wooden box with the little padlock on it. It's like suggestions. It's like burned in with like a wood burner, you know?
Yeah, we. You know what? It's funny. Is actually, we used to have a suggestion box a long time ago.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that?
That lasted for about a couple of weeks.
3 weeks.
That's because everyone spammed it with unreasonable things.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get you some money.
That's probably wise.
Wouldn't it be...
I think so.
Okay, let's try this.
I think this is a lot faster.
This is smart. Thanks.
Well, I've got smart ideas, sir.
Well, I'm good. Thank you.
You know.
Well, sir, you really are. We'd be lost without you. I know I would.
Call me the navigator.
You're doing all right. How about you?
Good.
Wishing it was Friday.
Yeah.
It's only Wednesday.
That's hump day.
Yeah, but it's a Wednesday. It's like... I just want it to be Friday.
Not me. I like hump day.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
It's my favorite.
It's the awkwardness.
Whew, it's getting hot in here. My ears are red. My Lanta. That's what Roseanne used to say.
Oh, she did? Have you
she used to laugh
show,
so hard, and she'd go, oh, my Lanta.
Oh, Roseanne. I was thinking about Roseanne.
Oh, Rosanna Dana.
Have you watched the new Roseanne?
No. Does it come on tonight?
I don't know.
Is it on Wednesdays?
I don't know. I actually
feel like I'm like 2 weeks
it,
behind.
But I feel like it's been such a big hit. I kind of want to see what the hell's
yeah,
going
I
on with
it. I want to see.
I mean, didn't President Trump even call her? And
yeah.
Her like, wow.
Yeah.
That's really huge.
Glad you're on the Trump train. Roseanne Connor.
She's like, actually, it's Roseanne Barr. That's my character that I play on TV.
No, her real name is Roseanne Barr. Her character is Roseanne Connor.
Exactly.
Well, Rosie.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well,
you too.
No stopper, no heat shield.
Sir, this is what
make it extra hot, but put it in a thin cup without the burn guard on it. So maybe I can burn off my fingerprints.
Well, I mean...
And it'll allow me to live a life of crime.
Of crime and...
Untraceable.
That's it. Well,
I have gas.
You know...
Ow, Archie! You meathead!
I don't even know what to say.
I don't know. I'm... Dude, this is definitely the fast way to get.
You literally took my breath away when you said that.
Well. All right, I'm done.
You are done, sir. Finish.
A little Top Gun soundtrack for you.
I love Top Gun.
It's a great movie.
You know, here they're going to come out with a new one.
We've heard that for years. Has the casting even begun for it?
Well, yes.
It has.
I don't know.
Who's going to... Well,
of course we know who's going to be in it.
Morton Downey Jr.
And the short man.
And Danny DeVito. In Top Gun, Resurrected.
You know, I do like Tom Cruise, but... Seriously, he was so bad in The Mummy that I almost decided I don't want to watch him in another movie. He was cringingly bad.
Like, I can't do that.
Don't watch that movie then, because it's so
I hate cringing because of stuff that's said on shows.
I can't.
Is it worse than The Office and Michael Scott?
It's horrible. Oh. The way he overacts or underacts, whatever he acts, he's horrible.
Why didn't they let Brendan Fraser do it? That poor prick. Have you seen, like, the
blacklisted from
He's
Hollywood.
Fucked. He's completely broke. Yep. And he's, like, 50 pounds overweight. He's balding. He just looks like shit.
Well,
like, he just completely...
Movie,
well, no, not anymore. But, you know, Hollywood people can get into shape very quickly.
Well,
so,
when you've got $1 million, $7 million.
And you work out 6 hours a day to make a part, but you're paid a bonus check up front. You goddamn right you're going to be at the gym.
Of course.
Fucking slinging steel, bitch.
All day long.
All day.
So
yeah, that's really... It's really kind of shameful that happened to him. Because
shameful.
I really enjoyed him in the Mummy... Because
series.
He was, yes, the Mummy series. Because he could always interject like a little bit of humor and pull it off.
It's not just that. But
he was good at action.
The chemistry
he was great.
With and I can never remember her name, but she's like one of my most favorite actresses.
Well, I can tell she's really made an impact on you.
I can tell you what movie she's been in.
Name it.
Constantine. She played the detective whose twin sister gets killed, basically, at the beginning of the movie.
Mm.
She was in the main love interest in all of the Mummy movies. What other movies was she in?
And she's your favorite actress?
I'm
not Jodie Foster or Helen Hunt.
Is not, no, God,
or,
why are you naming these Black Widow women that would sooner suck my brains out and slap me around than love
Meryl
me.
Streep.
Wonderful. The next Princess Leia.
Is she really?
Well, you know, there are a lot of fans... have gone online and signed a petition.
I don't care for her political views,
signed on a petition. Now, you know, for her to play Leia, to have her recast, because basically they're saying, look, Leia's dead, or Carrie Fisher's passed on. She can't play the movie, and Disney said they wouldn't use her likeness, if you will.
You know what we better do? We better pause for station identification, because I have a feeling Nathan's going to call and completely fuck 12 minutes of pure awesomeness.
All right, we'll do it now.
We'll be right back. Just hold on. We're coming right back.
It's the 5 o'clock roundup report.
Do you have anything to round up?
I have nothing.
Excellent. 9 seconds in.
Sir, I am a vacuous, empty vessel.
Right?
It's horrible.
It is.
I'm probably soulless, too.
It's disappointing.
I'm not soulless. No, I'm not. But, I mean, people think I'm soulless, but what else?
I don't know. Did you enjoy your coffee this afternoon?
I really did.
I bet it's still full. I didn't drink
the whole thing, dude.
You lie. I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with some filler.
I love being called a liar, sir. It's one of my favorite things. God damn you.
Me.
You look like a mother.
I wonder how many people actually caught that reference.
I don't know.
Probably, very few. It's all good.
0.13
human. No, I started to put some little news stories together because there's a couple things that I thought was really cool and wanted to talk about.
What
but,
you got? Great. So
they're coming up. Okay, so they're building right now a brand. Well, they pretty much built it. NASA has. They're testing it out.
Okay.
But it's going to be a replacement satellite for the Hubble.
Okay.
So the Hubble was amazing, but what happened was there was some miscommunication with the engineers when they were building it, and remember they put it up into space and then found out there was a warp in the mirror, or there was some issue with it that you would get blurry pictures back. And so they had to send the space shuttles up several times and crews to put on corrective lenses, if you will, onto the old Hubble.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then all of a sudden, bingo, beautiful, amazing pictures that have redefined how we look at our universe. I love it. Well, it's getting old. It's an older satellite, and it's in orbit. It's, so what this new satellite is, it uses this anodized metal or something, hexagonal, with a plate of gold over it, so that it's very highly reflective. And it's a very large, I don't know how many feet across it is, the mirrors. It's these hexagonal mirrors that are kind of put into a arrangement of a circle almost, or larger hexagonal. But they're going to float it out at the Lagrange point between the Sun and Earth. I guess the Lagrange point, at the L2 point, is where the effect of gravity from the Sun and the effect of gravity from the Earth basically are canceled out. They're non-existent. So you can put a satellite in this area, in this Lagrange point, that it won't move. It'll stay perfectly stationary.
Did they hire ZZ Top to do the soundtrack?
I sure hope so. Yeah, perfect. The thing is, what's really cool about it too is that they needed to, they needed it to be very cold. So I thought that was an interesting story. There was another story about some pilots that observed a UFO, and
I did see that
was very interesting.
Flew over them,
because then another pilot asked,
they tried to check
it.
If it was the Project Loon, and it was not the Project Loon.
Yeah, it was very
Google said it's not our Wi-Fi balloon,
right? And the military
was
like,
it's always a weather balloon.
Well,
isn't it?
Isn't that the easiest way of saying
it's
it?
It's a weather. It's swamp gas.
Oh,
balloons.
Look, stop looking at Venus, okay? Get your head out of your ass. Stop looking at the planet Venus.
Get your
Venus.
Head out of your anus.
Stop looking at Venus. You're so eloquent. I love your pithy play on
it's
words.
It's my astrological wordplay.
You're amazing, sir. I'm speechless.
Get your head out of your ass.
That's a really good play on words. I like that.
Well, that's what I do.
So that was interesting. You know, we talked a little bit this morning about the whole YouTube shoot 'em up at the YouTube. I think it's better if we just talk about vacuous bullshit. I'll throw in a fuck you and a goddamn it, and that's our podcast. It's just on point. We don't want to hear the real world.
She
news.
Didn't like, but she was like a vegan, and she couldn't stand YouTube. And
she felt that YouTube was really screwing her around monetarily wise. That they were.
She was a creator.
Yeah.
Oh well, you've heard the fallout with the YouTube creators, and that they feel like they're not getting the views they used to.
Absolutely.
And they're like squelching their subscribers and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So, but YouTube says it's not us. It's the algorithm.
It's the algorithm.
Right.
It's the math.
So she was like, where is my fucking money?
Well,
so she shot people in the legs? Is that what she did?
I didn't say she was a sharpshooter. She, you know, some people just don't have very good aiming. She doesn't play a lot of first-person shooters, let's say, because I don't know how to shoot a gun very well, but I've played enough and shot enough people dead in my games that I'm sure I'd
get a
shot.
This is taking a dark, twisted turn.
Sir, it's what I do.
Any moment now, David Hogg is going to show up here with his fist held high in the air.
Who's David Hogg?
And they're going to carry you off to the, what's that prison, the military prison that you talk about all the time that's not very nice?
Leavenworth.
Well, you'll be busting rocks and busting ass.
Busting rocks and getting your rocks busted. Wonderful. Where do I sign up? Oh, you're a big man. Are you here to be my friend?
I'm here for you to suck my shit.
Yes, sir. Where do I begin?
Get down there and hit my toenail, boy.
Yes, sir.
Leavenworth, that's where you're headed. God help us all.
Good riddance and to bad rubbish.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably should pick up the maturity of the podcast with more talk-worthy news points.
Well, I mean, I don't know. We all have opinions, right? But I don't think that's what makes people laugh. I mean, you know, it's like you said, it's pretty heavy.
Yeah. Well, some of these subjects are. Who's on Google today? What's the historical reference?
That
there?
I believe is Maya Angelou.
She used to be the
poet laureate for the United States at one point. I'm not sure I'm crazy about her poetry, all her poetry, but I love the way she used to speak her poetry, which used to read her poems. I loved her, how she accentuated
her
words. So freaking good. Robert Pinsky, I think, was the
Poet
Laureate after her.
That, is that an actual office?
It is.
What's that for? Is that you represent the United States with prose?
Well.
Haikus?
Maybe. I mean, if you're, you know.
Onomatopoeias?
You're, wow.
Spell sir. That.
I know how to pee. It's pee.
Onomatopoeia.
Poet Laureate. You know what's funny? Houston actually has, or maybe it's Texas has a poet.
Defined, an eminent poet traditionally appointed for life as a member of the British royal household.
All right.
That would not be.
Go to the second one.
America.
Thank you, Scott. Second one says a poet appointed to or regarded unofficially as holding an honorary representative position in a particular country, region, or group, the Poet Laureate of Young America. United States Poet Laureate. Poet Laureate consultant in poetry to the Library of Congress, commonly referred to as the United States Poet Laureate, serves as the official poet of the United
How does
States.
One apply for that?
I don't know if you actually...
I guess you have to be a published...
You have to be appointed. I don't think you can apply, can you? I'd like to be the Poet Laureate for the United States. The wind...
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Rustles through the trees. Oh! It's a flag. Waving. That's it. That's my poem. Did that get me in?
No rhyming.
No. Poet doesn't need to rhyme. It makes it much more cerebral and interesting when you have to really think about it. The iambic pentameter, isn't that what it's called? I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying, but it sure sounds good.
Sir, I'm sure there's a neutrino thrown in there somewhere.
It's called iambic.
Iambic pentameter.
A line of verse.
That's where it's like tippity toppity tippity top.
With five metrical feet, each consisting of one short or unstressed syllable, followed by one long or stressed syllable. For example, two households both alike in dignity.
Fee fi fo fum. Put your anus on my thumb.
Tweedly dum. Done! That, it sold.
You did it, America!
I like to sell that one for $125,000 and a...
Yeah.
I might throw
I'm
one
just gonna. Why don't we just get us, like, some sketchy studio downtown, and we'll just get, like, canvas, and we'll sling paint on it. We'll find... I don't know. Maybe we'll get, like, Jackie or someone to represent us, like our art, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They could sell it for hundreds of thousands. A very unique piece
Oh,
here.
My God, you know?
It's like
I look at this as a
10-foot canvas with a red dot in the lower right corner.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
That's it. I could do that.
Single cherry falling off the blossom. Nippon, Japan. You know, something like that.
It'd be fine.
You know, say something like...
Now this is a very exclusive piece.
Oh, I love what it says. It's so strong, the expression. How the cherry is... Well, weeping by itself, lonely and forlorn. Well,
there's a poem at the bottom. Fee.
Is that a thumb?
Huh. Am I reading this right?
Oh, God. Well, we did it, America.
We really did.
We really did.
Or maybe we didn't, America.
Another absolute train wreck.
A travesty.
It is.
As only we can.
It's verbal diarrhea.
It really is.
It's just spraying
just
out of our
my
mouth. Yeah.
That's it.
That's what it tastes
Done.
Like.
Done.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I don't know what shit tastes like, but thank you for letting me know that yeah. is,
well... It's probably very unpalatable. And other... I don't even want to imagine.
This podcast brought to you by ConsumptionJunction.com. That's right, Consumption Junction. All your consumption needs. Yeah. Actually, folks, don't go there. It's disgusting if it's still around. That's
this podcast is brought to you by Audible, our good friends at Amazon.
Oh,
who
I
have
love
not sponsored
Audible.
Our podcast yet.
I'm very disappointed.
Go to audible.com/ It's Better This Way, and you will not save anything at all. In fact, it'll probably just redirect you to Amazon. But
those bastards.
If we were to actually get them as a sponsor, this is what it would sound like. So, audible.com.
You know, I love Audible. You can just see one of these fucks on the radio. Right now, I'm listening to Annihilation by whatever the dude's name is. I fucked it up. It's done. I just
God,
ruined it.
God, you were so close. You could have done something like...
Audible.
Audible.com.
Actually, Alien. What's the one I'm listening to right now?
On Audible?
Yeah.
You found some good aliens?
Out of the Shadows.
Oh, yeah. It's really actually one of my... I've listened to it.
Audible.com/ It's Better This Way. Hey, see what happens when you type that in. Audible.com/... It's Better This Way.
Oops,
we hit a bump. Well, haven't we all?
All the time for me.
Well, that's fine. So, there you go. Audible.com.
I actually really enjoy Audible. My mom was telling me to get into it, and she was like, you got to get on there. I was like, I don't make drive enough to, as you know, I've got right. OnStar, and I live 10 seconds away. Like, why would I buy OnStar and XM
Are
Radio?
Are you still subscribed to
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. You know?
I can't
Because
keep this
just in
up.
Case there's an accident.
That's why you have a phone. God. All right, let's get this wrapped up here.
Yes, sir, wrapping it up now.
So what are you logging into to tell me what to listen to? Great. Well, password would be good. Strike two. And we're going to go ahead and automatically reset it.
It says, sign in with your Amazon.
All your Audible are belong to us.
Yeah,
we get
password.
It, you're a train. Okay, there.
All right, so my library right now.
Where are you listening to them at home?
Yeah, I usually listen to them when I go to bed.
Oh, they have the companion book.
I actually bought
I own that book.
I know you did.
That book is beautiful.
The Audible book is not so good.
The book is awesome.
It's really bad, like voice acting from the stars that we know trying to explain to us.
No.
And it's just like,
oh,
I'm
thank
feeling
you.
Kind of.
All right, so what do you like? What's good?
I've also The Power of Myth, I love by Joseph Campbell, the penultimate book that. The Hero with a Thousand Faces, which George Lucas actually, when he was in college, went to Joseph Campbell's lectures and then based Star Wars on a lot of the mythology that Joseph Campbell was teaching. Well, him and did a thing with Bill Moyers on NPR many decades ago, and I found it on here, and it's amazing. It's an amazing series if you like mythology.
Very cool.
Mythology, but right now I think I'm reading or I'm listening to Alien, and I'll show you. I love. It's really good, actually.
Oh, I know. Wow.
Well, that kind of startled me. That was unexpected, folks. But you know what? Hey. I weathered the storm and I didn't throw up or scream like a little girl. So
riblets,
we did it.
Riblets and diarrhea shoot out of my pants.
There's what my mom sent me originally was the...
The complete what?
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes!
Star Wars, Darth Plagueis, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, the Area X trilogy and...
Do you have anything that's good with aliens?
Yeah, Alien Out of the Shadows is by Tim Levin and is like narrated by Jeff Harding. It's one of the best... Not only best books, because it has Ripley in it. They've managed to do it right after the first movie. This book takes place between the first movie and the second movie.
Okay, cool.
It's very interesting that they did that, but it's an amazing...
So are you listening at home?
Of course.
Yeah.
I listen every night.
So you sit on the couch and...
When I play my game, I play this game called
Elite that's
Dangerous.
Cool. Oh, so you listen to it while you're playing.
And
that's cool.
And it may take me an hour
Smart.
To get to where I need to go. So within that hour, what are you going to do? So I listen to my book while I'm flying.
That still blows me away.
That's
that
cool.
People sit there in queue for an hour as you're floating in literally
in pixels.
A copy of the universe that's been digitally contained
Correct.
And scaled to the best of its ability.
That's it.
Unbelievable.
But it's something. It's nice to be able to do an Audible book or watch a movie while you're playing the game and still be able to do it. So,
yeah.
But no, you can see I've got quite a few books on here that I've a lot of cool. Alien, Predator.
Is the voice acting good on them?
Voice acting on Alien Out of the Shadows is freaking amazing.
Predator.
Jeff Harding does a really good job with his character.
Now, when does that Predator piece take place? Is that?
It's weird. It takes place.
Excuse me.
I'm not even sure. It takes place like years after Alien. It's when after they realize Earth has realized that the aliens are the weapon of the Predators. The Predators send just armies of aliens to the human to humans to basically wipe us out.
Gotta listen to it. Okay.
It's cool. Very interesting. But if you really want a great alien book that's got really a lot of great stuff in it and is read very well, it's Out of the Shadows. That's one of my favorites.
Very cool.
Like I'm And it,
I like the idea of listening to books.
Yeah, it's fun, you know,
because you can listen to it, you can absorb it. You know, I've had so much fun. I started listening to a very, very, like, scary podcast.
Oh yeah, what is it?
Like scary podcast, but it's called Atlanta Monster.
Atlanta Monster.
Mm-hmm. And it is about this serial killer.
Oh whoa!
That they eventually, what happens is you just have to listen to it. But what was happening in Atlanta during this time, and it was, I guess, during the late 70s. But all these young black boys were being picked up by whomever, the guy they think they have behind bars, and he was murdering them.
Oh, good
and
God.
Like, just it ended up being like, I don't know, 30 or 40 little kids, and Atlanta was absolutely terrified. And that was when the news used to come on. It says, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
Yeah. That's because of this.
Yes.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, the Atlanta Monster. Dude. So it is...
And for those that are listening, you know, that would be AtlantaMonster.com.
Yeah, AtlantaMonster.com. It is... The production value of that podcast, where the guy who did the... spent like, I don't know, maybe a year and a half or 2 years, like, he... basically trying to reopen the case, right? And
doing all this research.
Yeah, it's sort of like that. Now, this guy has been blamed for it, because as you go into the podcast, I forget what the gentleman's name is, but he's actually behind bars. They explain a part during the podcast that when all these children started disappearing and they were finding them like in the river, the police did like a sting where they were basically hiding out like in the bottom of the bridge of the river.
Whoa,
and there was one night and a body flew over and hit the water, but it was an adult body that hit the water, and they ran up on the bridge and blocked it, and they took this guy into custody. And so he's under custody and has been convicted of killing two adults that he's dumped in the river, but they're putting two and two together, and they think that he's responsible for all of the...
So you think maybe he was throwing
the children's
deaths. Human adult bodies to throw the pattern off from the police looking for kids, and then say, oh, wait a minute, this can't be the guy.
I don't know.
It's an adult.
But they start going over, like, all the guys start going through the evidence, and, like, the guy's car, I think, had red carpet, and there was a police scene photo of one of the kids. And they looked on his shoe, and he had like some red carpet fibers in his shoe. But the what I'll get to here is the production value on it is so high, because the guy that talks about it, he like sucks you into the story, and then as he's talking, he has found all these people who were growing up during that time who were kids, and they were saying, like, at nighttime, me and my big brother, we'd have to get home before the lights went down because mom was so worried about us. But we all ran like in a pack, and we were scared that if we got separated, that the Atlanta Monster was going to get you. And because all these little boys were disappearing. But in between that they do that, they pull the old news.
Tonight.
Yes.
On ABC.
Yes, yes, yes. They pull all that. Another murder in Atlanta, blah, blah, blah. And so you hear the original, and it puts the small hairs on the back of your neck standing up. Like, I got so scared at one point I had to turn it off.
Oh, shit.
That is how good it is. So if you're looking for something really that wants to fucking freak you out, listen to Atlanta Monster. It is scary.
Well, what's weird is that even the website itself has a very almost...
creepy.
Yeah, it reminds me of a Stephen King book or something where it looks creepy as hell.
Yeah, and now this guy, the guy that's in custody.
Payne Lindsay is the host.
Payne Lindsay, yes. The guy that's in custody,
okay.
He has been interviewed like on 2020, you know, where they go to the Supermax prison.
So how do you feel about them accusing
He's like, I didn't kill those kids. You know, like all that. He's like, that isn't me. I'm here. You know, everyone's innocent. It's fine.
So he's like, I'm.
But you look at him and you look at him and you get a feeling that there's something off with him. Like, well, he's just.
Truthfully, I thought he was a woman.
I did too when I saw that.
And
I did too.
I thought,
But it's not. And when you watch like the old video files of him, you just get like this really creepy feeling when you look at him. Like, it's just. I don't know. Like, I've blathered on about 4 minutes about it, probably more than I should have, but...
Well, it's been featured in Vulture, People, NBC, Atlanta Magazine, ET, AJC, CBS,
and VB. Yeah.
So the thing is that it's...
It's on Apple. Apple Podcasts.
It's amazing. Wow. So it's called Land of Monster.
Try listening just one episode and see if it doesn't pull you in.
Yeah, I think that's
really
cool.
Good.
Oh, I might have to. Wow.
Yep.
That's crazy. So
that's my offering.
That's good. You know, and I think, you know, here we have our fun and we are crazy and we're silly and we drop the F-bomb and everything, but sometimes it's nice just to talk about stuff.
Yeah, and things that we're into or things that we see.
Right, you know?
It's fun.
Hopefully we've entertained at least somewhat.
Yeah, I would like to see, you know, I mean, out of keeping with our regular banter and conversation, I mean, I would like to see the progression of it where, you know, there's things that in our own time, things that we come across, interesting stories, you know, interesting documentaries or videos and all these things you can share. And I really think that's the purpose of not only the web, but like podcasting, is to be able to share things that you're into. And while it may not resonate with everybody, you may come across something really interesting on a Reddit thread or something and want to share that. And that cause this growth of conversation. So,
correct.
You know, that's kind of the hope, you know, the long-term hope for this podcast is that we're able to not only, you know, entertain you, make you laugh and not take life so seriously, but also really share some really cool things, because the web's so big that we obviously know not one person can see everything on it.
Right.
And so by, you know, stitching together things that we're into, we might find out that our audience likes that kind of stuff.
Of course. Well,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, all two of them, they're listening.
Well, I know what my mom likes. Thanks, Mom. So I'm not sure she'll be into the Atlanta Monster, but if we do a film review on Annihilation, she might perk right up.
There
and
you go.
Wanted to join in on that. So
yeah.
But I agree with you. I love these types of things, we don't want to make this so self-important kind of podcast, because we did it for shits and giggles.
Right.
We're doing it for fun to make ourselves laugh and enjoy it ourselves. But why not?
Yeah.
Why not share some stuff, you know, with folks?
I think it'd be cool. Our longest 5 p.m. wrap-up report yet at 23 minutes. We know that due to the bug in the Anchor software, we better cut it off here. We're going to lose an amazing podcast.
Yeah,
so,
we're screwed.
Any moment now, my family's going to be calling, "Where are you, Daddy? Are you coming home?
I'm so hungry."
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Sounds
so good. Be good to each other, and we'll see you on the next cast. Bye.
Bye.